Non-Gamer, that's ADNAN space QAMAR, dictating for Dr. Mahir Elder, period. Date of service is January 2, 2013, period. Patient name is Timothy Miller, that's TIMOTHY space MILLER, period. Date of birth is July 31, 1947, period. Primary care physician is Leo Parson, that's LEO space PARSON. Please copy the address, phone number and fax number of the primary care physician from page 1 of the dictation of November 20, 2012, period. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph, reason for visit, follow-up. Next paragraph, dear colleagues, we had the pleasure of seeing Mr. Miller in our cardiology clinic today. The patient has past medical history of CAD status post stent 10 years ago, congestive heart failure, NYHA classification 2 to 3, with left ventricular ejection fraction of 45% to 50% as per the echocardiogram performed on December 18, 2012. The patient's past medical history is also significant for hypertension, diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, and atrial fibrillation. The atrial fibrillation has a CHA2DS2VAS score of 3. The patient is on oral anticoagulation. He is taking Coumadin. He came to our cardiology clinic today for a follow-up. Next paragraph. On today's visit, the patient is complaining of bilateral lower extremity swelling, more so on the right side. He is also complaining of leg cramps on walking for about one block. He also reports of numbness and tingling on both sides. The patient is also complaining of shortness of breath after walking down one block. He reports having complaint of chest pain, which he describes left-sided, non-exertional, pressure-like with radiation to the left arm, off and on lasting few minutes to few hours for the last few years. He reports having symptoms for chest pain 3 to 4 times per week now. However, he denies any orthopnea, paroxysmal nocturnal dyspneas, presyncopal or syncopal attacks, or lightheadedness. He reports being compliant with his medications. We have past medical history. Past medical history is significant for number 1, coronary artery disease, that is post-stent, 10 years ago. Number 2, congestive heart failure, NYHA classification 2 to 3. With left ventricular ejection fraction of 45% to 50%. Number 3, atrial fibrillation on oral anticoagulation, CHA2DS2VAS score of 3. Number 4, diabetes mellitus. Number 5, hypertension. Number 6, hyperlipidemia. Number 7, osteoarthritis. Next paragraph, past surgical history. Past surgical history is significant for number 1, appendicectomy. Number 2, lipoma resection. Number 3, glaucoma surgery. Number 4, ear surgery. Next paragraph, social history. The patient denies any smoking, alcohol, or IV drug abuse. Next paragraph, family history. Family history is significant for hypertension and diabetes mellitus in his father. His mother has history of Alzheimer's disease. Next paragraph, allergies. He is allergic to pain medication, but the patient does not remember the name of the medication. Next paragraph, current medications. Current medications include Lasix, 40 mg, one tablet every day. Soma, 350 mg, one tablet, three times every day and at bedtime. Coumadin, 2 mg, 1 tablet every day. Zithromax, potassium chloride, 20 ml equivalents, 4 times every day. Aspirin, 81 mg. Triamcinolone, acetamide, 0.1% topical cream to the affected area. Glucophage, 1000 mg, 1 tablet, 2 times every day. Januvia, 100 mg tablet.
Did you go to Britney?
Yeah,
Sharp. What did you say? Sharp?
Every day.
This one? What they do?
Vitamin D2, 50,000 units. One capsule by oral route every week. Prilosec.
And then he left the whole page.
20 mg, one capsule every day before a meal.
Among us is there.
Lantus Solostar, 100 units per milliliter. 3 milliliters injected by subcutaneous route as per insulin protocol. Humalog QuickPen, 100 units per milliliter, injected by subcutaneous route as per insulin sliding scale protocol.
I have a friend who snores at night.
Pro Air HFA 90 microgram aerosol inhaler as needed. Paragraph physical examination. On today's visit, the patient's blood pressure is 120 over 89. His pulse is 124. He weighs 261 pounds and his height is 5 feet 10 inches. He has a BMI of 37.4. Copy and paste the rest of the normal physical examination template. Next paragraph, diagnostic investigations. Number one, 2D echocardiogram. Echocardiogram performed on December 18, 2012 shows the following findings. There is moderate concentric left ventricular hypertrophy. The overall left ventricular systolic function is mildly impaired with an ejection fraction between 45 to 50%. There is restrictive left ventricular filling pattern consistent with elevated LA pressure. The left atrium is markedly dilated. The right ventricle is moderately enlarged, measuring between 3.8 to 4.1 centimeters. And the right atrium is moderately enlarged. Next point, bilateral lower extremity arterial Doppler ultrasound performed on October 16, 2012 shows triphasic in all the blood vessels for right and left lower extremities with less than 30% stenosis in bilateral lower extremities. Next point, percentine stress test. Please copy the percentine stress test findings from page 3 of the dictation of November 20, 2012. Next point, left heart catheterization. Please copy and paste the left heart catheterization findings from page 3 of the dictation of November 20, 2012. Next point, peripheral angiogram. Please copy and paste the peripheral angiogram findings from page 3 of the dictation of November 20, 2012. Paragraph assessment and plan. Number one, atrial fibrillation. The patient has past medical history of atrial fibrillation. He has a CHA2DS2 score of 3. Recommended 24 hours monitoring with a Holter monitor to document any atrial fibrillation now. We've advised him to regularly follow up the Coumadin clinic for to maintain his INR between 2 to 3 for his atrial fibrillation. Next point, congestive heart failure. The patient developed shortness of breath after walking down one block. His most recent echocardiogram was done on December 18, 2012. The echocardiogram shows moderate concentric left ventricular hypertrophy. The overall left ventricular systolic function is mildly impaired with an ejection fraction between 45 to 50%. The left atrium is markedly dilated and the right ventricle is moderately enlarged, measuring between 3.8 to 4.1 centimeters, and the right atrium is moderately enlarged. Patient's NYHA classification is 2 to 3. We have advised the patient to be compliant with his medications. He is to follow up in our cardiology clinic in 2 months' time. Next point, coronary artery disease. On today's visit, the patient is complaining of chest pain. The patient describes it as left-sided, non-exertional, pressure-like with radiation to the left arm, off and on lasting few minutes to few hours for the last few years. He reports having symptoms for chest pain 3 to 4 times per week now. His chest pain is most likely secondary to myocardial bridging as shown by left heart catheterization discussed above from April 2012 with the results that mid-LAD has myocardial bridging. He otherwise had no significant stenosis in any of the other coronary arteries. We will see him back in 2 months' time. Next point.
You're on the tools, like watching patients, but you're not there to learn.
Lower extremity edema.
You have 10 hours and you watch.
On today's visit, the patient is complaining of bilateral lower extremity swelling, more so on the right side. He is also complaining of leg cramps after walking for about one block. We have advised the patient to go for a venous plethysmography to check for any venous insufficiency as the cause of his leg swelling. Next point, carotid bury. On today's visit, the patient has a right-sided carotid bury. We have recommended a bilateral carotid ultrasound to rule out any stenosis. He's to follow up with the results in 2 months' time. Next point, hypertension. On today's visit, the patient's blood pressure is 120 over 89, which is well controlled. The plan is to continue with the same medications. He is advised to take a low salt, low fat diet and to exercise regularly and to see his primary care physician in this for the control of his blood pressure. Next point, diabetes. We have advised the patient to continue to see his primary care physician for tight glycemic control. Next point, hyperlipidemia. We have advised the patient to continue seeing his primary care physician for regular lipid profile check with the goal of LDL of less than 100.
Yeah, you were saying?
Thank you for allowing us to participate in the care of Timothy Miller. Our phone number has been provided for him to call with any questions or concerns. We will see Timothy Miller back in 2 months. Meanwhile, he is instructed to continue to see his primary care physician. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Adnan Kumar, dictating for Dr. Mahir Elder. This is the end of the dictation.